L.A. trying to break out of a five-game losing streak. They've dropped 9 of their last 10. It's cost Jeff Fisher his job. With 31 seconds left, and the Niners down one. Here's the two-point conversion. They fake the handoff. Kaepernick rolls right. He tucks it. He will run. He will get in over the top. Breaks the plane, goes over Blake Countess, and the Niners take a 22-21 lead. What a wretched end to a gorgeous Christmas Eve day here at the Coliseum.
Yeah, man, that's horrible. And I don't know what else to say. You know, just keep losing. Just got to try to keep finding ways of trying to win and finish the game. So definitely frustrating, man. So kind of tired of going home mad every week. So
it's just hard, and I know they see it. I know it's hard in the locker room. It's hard for all of us, but I promise you guys it will get fixed. Everything in my heart and soul to get it all fixed.
Here at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, the Rams at 9-4, the Seahawks at 8-5. This is the Week 15 showdown we have been waiting for.
It's grind time. We know why we're here. It's only one goal. Only one goal. Get the win. Get the win.
Third down and 20 from the Rams 43. Turns left shoulder, gives to Gurley. Huge hole left side midfield. Gurley sprinting 40. Gurley first down. Gurley 20, 10, and touchdown. Todd Gurley on third down and 20 with a house call. And before the half, this game is all but finished. Sean McVay and the Rams do it again.
The Rams have a new head coach. They just named Sean McVay,
there you
Redskins
go.
Offensive coordinator, their new head coach.
Well, man,
how you doing,
great
bro?
To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, really, can't tell you how excited I am to work with you guys. Daily improvement and daily excellence. And that's what's going to help guide us on our journey to try to achieve a world championship and bring it to this great city of Los Angeles.
Everybody kind of responded to him really well.
You know, you see some of the pieces in place. It's not about saying anything other than just let's get better today, focus on the process, and hey, get this thing going, man.
I mean, you could tell that he was, you know, a football guy. He loved football, and, you know, the type of attitude he brought, you know, was definitely needed, you know, for this team.
Go, coach. Let's do it.
Let's ride. Have some fun. Let's go, Josh.
Let's have some fun today. Encouraging and positive with these guys, man.
Gather our boys. Communicate. Execute, and let's go beat us. Guys, with me, go,
all right,
let's go.
You know, I think honestly, you go into every season, and I've said this, playing 12 years now in the league, you really have no idea when the first ball's kicked off, first game of the season, you got no idea what that team's going to be like.
The 2017 Rams reset is underway. It begins in week one with a home game here at the Coliseum.
I think the Colts game really demonstrated the first time that I think everybody saw that we had a good feeling. We had a lot of confidence going into that game and then being able to have that result.
46-9, week one victory as the Sean McVay era is underway and the Rams are 1-0.
And honestly, there's just little moments that I felt good about us. You know, throughout the year, I mean, I felt good about the opener, obviously, and then also the Washington week. I mean, it felt good that this team got down like that in a game and then bounced right back in it and made it a game and took it all the way down to the line.
They rallied to tie the game at 20 apiece, could not sustain it.
But this team is better than what it was last year.
We went to San Fran and we had that, you know, that dogfight up there on that Thursday night game, and then to be able to go back and play Dallas and win in Dallas. You know, I just started realizing that, hey, you know, we have a special team.
First down, Goff throws down the seam. It's caught. Gurley's going to go. Touchdown, L.A.
Just little moments that you saw step by step us take that I think helped all of us not only grow confidence in what we do, but in each other every time we stepped on the field.
You know, we can do this, you know, every year. You know, we always fight for the ultimate goal, but, you know, you start actually seeing it with the results of how we was playing.
Winter weather, but it's a hats and t-shirt kind of day. DeMarco, somewhere in this facility, the NFC West Championship garb is awaiting the Los Angeles Rams. Fourth down and 4. He's got a knee-high snap. He pump fakes. He rolls to his right with Connor Barwin pursuing. He knocks him down.
It was pretty emotional, and I'm not really an emotional guy. I'm passionate about the game, but, you know, it was definitely an emotional time. All you wanted to do was just go out and hug your teammates. You know what I mean? That was the first thing that everybody did. And you just tell how tight the team is.
Ultimately, you see, you know, all the guys that are on this team have earned it and really put in the work. And, you know, seeing guys that are older that have been in the organization for a long time is what makes it truly special as well.
Year one,
We got a division, but we ain't done yet, all right?
Go from the season we had last year to this, you know, it's definitely couldn't write a better story for sure. So I was definitely happy, you know, and excited, just thankful for the opportunity.
It's a blessing, man. It's a long time coming.
We're not done, though.
When you find a way to come on the road and win a division, there's only one thing you can say.
You know, it was more special just being in the locker room and, you know, with the guys and realizing, like, dang, we're really in the playoffs. And it was special. It was a special moment for sure.
Normal offseason, this is what you work for. This is what you do the extra reps for. This is what you study and film and trying to find ways to make yourself better, to pitch yourself in positions to play for a world championship. So to be a part of it, I'm happy just to be a part of it and be here now. And you know, sky's the limit, and we ain't done yet. So we got a lot more work, but, you know, we're in a good position right now.